For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Bit cute, like any other workplace here at K-Rock. We have a little lunch club here and a bunch of people that have their lunch together every single day.
Yeah, it's like 12 o'clock. Whoever's having their lunch at 12, there's a big long table. You come and sit. Anyone's welcome. Mm-hmm. I think some people don't necessarily enjoy us.
No. That's select, you know, because they're like, I don't need to spend half an hour with these people.
But we get people, you know, from engineering, from sales, from everywhere. And we love it. We love the people we work with.
Yeah, especially this one. It's Gus from Promo. G'day, mate.
Oh, I love you guys too.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. This is beautiful.
No, if you've ever, like, won a prize or been to an event for K-Rock, you would have met this beautiful
curly-haired
young man named Gus, and genuinely one of the hardest workers in the building. And he's a great guy when he wants to be.
Thanks.
But at lunch you did tell me something. You revealed to me the way you go to sleep is a little interesting. Or the way you try to go to sleep is a little interesting. You're counting sheep, bro.
Yeah, counting sheep. I was having trouble going to sleep last night or getting back to sleep. I woke up. And sometimes I'll try and count sheep.
That's not very out of the ordinary.
No, pretty normal. But my partner was awake as well. And she said to me, just try and count the sheep jumping over the fence.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, their sheep don't jump over fences. They just go through the door in a single file line.
Like out of the paddock into the run or something.
Yeah, like they kind of get like filed in, single file, and then that's where you count them, kind of like bird's eye view. Like you're just counting them.
Bird's eye view?
Yeah.
And you're bird's like, so you're view. Seeing a herd of sheep going through the paddock in a bird's eye view, like little dots on the grass.
Yeah, and sometimes they've got the spray paint on, like, you know, they keep track of which sheep's what or which sheep's. So they got spray paint and it's one, two, and then I'm counting them as they...
Are they cartoon sheep to you or are they real? Like, is it...
No, it's real. Yeah, it's real sheep. Yeah.
That's not how I thought.
Well, that's why I'm confused because sheep don't jump over fences.
But in the children's version that is depicted in books and TV
Sesame Street,
it's a cartoon sheep. Like almost, and it's like if you've seen Shaun the Sheep, you know, sometimes my brain goes claymation with it.
Yeah, wow.
And it is sheep, jumping over the fence, and then they're off screen. Like it's like one sheep jumps over,
they've off moved screen. On.
But in mine, they're not walking on their forelegs, they're walking on their hind legs.
No, they're not.
But it's like, because I think I've watched so much Shaun the Sheep with my son.
That, do you mean they're like jumping over like hurdles, people. Like as in like another one of those runners that are jumping, what's that called, hurdle running?
Yeah, just the hurdles.
The hurdles.
With mine,
on their hind legs.
They don't go in like a natural rhythm, like it's not like one, two, like sometimes they're bustling to try and get through the single file, so it'll be like one, two. Three.
He's watched too much Class
Four, five,
and Farm.
Six.
It feels like a stressful way to try and get yourself to sleep. There's a lot of bits and moving parts.
It's just more realistic. Like it's how it would be.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I guess you're not trying to. You're trying to go to sleep. You're not trying to work on a farm at 10:30 at night. You know?
I suppose that kind of would. That's like methodological work.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It's just like they're jumping. They're definitely jumping a fence. And once they've jumped, they're off screen. Like they're out of my. I'm not looking. It's like, oh, I'm at 10, and there's 10 sheep off to one side in my mind's eye. You know.
Do you think there's other ways that people count sheep?
Is it you? Are you so yours?
I'm the same as you.
Except they're on all fours,
and they're jumping over the fence, Sesame Street style, and they're just one gone, and two gone, three gone.
Is it a little bit in slow motion the jump? Like it's not just like they're not like meh. It's like meh.
For me, no, they're going just full pelt. They're just boom, boom, boom.
Sounds really nice and calm to. In your job, it's an efficiency thing. Like, come on, get over the fence. Yeah. Get over the fence.
Then
get over
to
the
sleep,
fence.
Dude.
Yeah, nah. Because yours is like almost like the original Grand Theft Auto 1 game where you're looking down.
Yeah.
Or like a game of The Sims or something like that. I don't like it.
Do you think anyone else has any other way that they're counting sheep?
Would love to hit the phones with it. 5223295. How do you count sheep? And you could count sheep the way that... I mean, it'd be crazy if someone else is... counting sheep, Gus, the way that you count sheep, because I've never thought of that ever.
Bird's eye view, how many sheep are in the paddock?
Right.
Got to keep track of them.
Five, you do, because you can't let any... Well, he's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd in his dreams. Jared, in Lara, it's a very personal question, but how do you count your sheep when you're struggling to sleep?
Well, this is going to take the serious adult conversation to a whole nother level, but... I was a big fan of The Simpsons growing up, and there was a scene, I can't remember from the episode, but where Principal Skinner's lying in bed, can't sleep, and counts sheep, and they're just sort of floating over the fence. So I count my sheep through Principal Skinner's dream.
It looks exactly like The Simpsons.
Exactly like The Simpsons.
Now, is Principal Skinner in your counting situation? Are you seeing him in, like, the bird's eye dreaming of the sheep as well?
Yeah, so he's dreaming of the sheep. He's got, like, a little dream bubble with the three dots and the big cloud at the top. And the sheep are in the big cloud at the top, like, jumping through, and Principal Skinner's there counting them as well.
Wow.
Simpsons has got agency. It sticks in people's brains. So
I just didn't think there was that many options.
So Principal Skinner, and he's there, and he's got, like, that knotty hat on as well, and he's, like, kind of tucked up to under his arm. So, like, you're just essentially re-watching an episode of The Simpsons.
Pretty much.
It's not even your counting sheep. You're dreaming of you're thinking of someone else counting sheep, Jared.
It's like secondhand counting sheep.
That could be a great band name.
Tim and Davo.
Davo, we all love a sense of community.
Yeah.
Whether it's through work, whether it's through like a not serious sporting club. Like, don't get me wrong, I love mixed indoor netball as much as the next guy. But there comes a point in your life when you go, I don't know, as a 33-year-old, should I still be doing this?
Yeah, you got to hang up your netball skirt.
Yes. And she hangs high in the shed at home and we miss her. Do you ever play mixed netball?
Not mixed netball, but I played netball when I was a kid, yeah.
What position?
Wing attack, wing defence, goalkeeper.
Centre when I played mixed, because it was, for the rules for me, the easiest. Don't go in that semicircle, don't go in that semicircle.
Yeah.
A lot of people like join like creative classes, whether it's like pottery or art, or some people like a book club, or they'll catch up and they'll do certain things. I think I've found a community for you.
Mm.
And if you're listening and you're like, I like Davo, I think I'm similar to Davo, I would love to hang out with someone like a Davo. Have you ever considered, Davo?
Oh, no.
Joining? Because I've seen something online and I was like, my mate Davo needs to do this. Have you considered joining an all-female four-wheel driving club?
No.
I think you'd have a ball. So I saw this Instagram reel and it was all these girls and it's like, normalizing that we don't need our boyfriends to go four-wheel driving. And it's this group of, I reckon, 12 girls, and they've all got like Suzuki Jimneys, like little nice little knockabout four-wheel drives that are so fun to drive. And they just go off together, all 12 of them, and they've all got their own little mini cars for four-wheel driving. And they go off and they have a bit of a camp. They go off. There's so many great places across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine and regional Victoria to go four-wheel driving.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
I was like, mate, that's Davo through and through.
Yeah, it sounds great and all, but I mean, are they going to have a Mazda 2007 unregistered car that can go along with them? Because I don't have a four-wheel drive.
What if we could source you one?
Oh, like, yeah. Okay, like, there's some great people out there.
No,
what's up, bloody Rex Gorell? What you guys got?
Okay. Like, car aside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Energy-wise, do you think I'd fit in?
Energy-wise, where are you at? Because in the video, it was a lot of girls sticking their tongue out going like, ah. Like a bit of like, you know, rock and roll hands. They're in their, like, active wear with their cool snapback hats. That's Davo.
I mean, I've never been a car girl, as we've just discovered, as I've told you many times about my car. You've seen the
just
state of it.
Just because it's not registered doesn't mean you're not a car girl.
No, but we have
just
seen the
state
of it.
Just because you've got an expired linked account because you illegally used some freeways doesn't mean you're not a car girl.
I spilled a coffee in my car in 2020 and it's just been there forever.
It's part of the car now.
You know, like I don't think that I have the energy of the car. I do have four-wheel drive energy. I can appreciate that.
You're mud.
Yeah.
Through and through. And I think, like, but yes, there is a hurdle of the four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
But I think maybe even, like, if you're in an all-girl four-wheel driving group and you're listening right now, 5223295 it's a very specific question. And you would be willing to say, hey, Davo, you can sit in my four-wheel drive with me and the gals as we, you know, go up the Otways. I think you'd have the best time of your life.
I mean, they kind of did this for me up in Darwin. They got me hooked up with these fishing girls. So I don't know what energy I'm putting out there. But
It was that or a fishing charter. So either get in touch.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
As we know, when I got here about 12 months ago, I came here from Darwin, but I am originally from Adelaide.
Yep, you're an Adelaide-y.
I am an Adelaide-y. Beautiful. And I haven't actually seen my mum since Christmas, which is a big long time, you know, after I lived with her for a really long time. And the last few years I've been gallivanting around the country.
Yeah, and it's like 10 months can go very fast because, like, start of the year, you go, well, I've just seen Mum at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Easter. I just saw it. Like, Christmas was just around the corner, middle of the year. It's only 6 months ago.
Mm.
Now it's, like, almost been a full year.
Which is funny because when I said, oh, yeah, it's great, I'm moving to Geelong, I'll be home all the time.
You've gone home once?
Last Christmas.
Yes, Christmas. Yes. Yeah.
So, obviously, it's been a long time. So, I got a call from my mum a few days ago. And she's like, g'day, because that's my mum, Irene. Yeah, she says, do you want a couple of visitors?
Oh, a couple of.
Mm.
Nice, couple of visitors.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that would be amazing. Like, I haven't seen you in so long. That would be lovely to catch up. And she said, yeah, I'm coming this Friday, as in tomorrow.
Yeah. What?
And I was like, oh, amazing. Once again, she said, visitors, there was an S
in there. Yeah, who's this? Who's the S?
And then she says, me and my bestie, Jeanette, we're going to come and stay with you.
Oh, that's kind of fun. So her and her bestie, I imagine you know them pretty well.
Yeah, oh, yeah, my whole life.
But
yeah.
Like Friday's great. That's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
So you found out this week?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
It is nice.
A little quick visit.
Let's keep in mind that I live in a studio apartment.
Yeah.
One bed in there.
Oh, but you'll get to, you know what that means, get the air mattress back out.
The air mattress.
Long live the air mattress. Yeah. Anko, great people, great
yep.
products.
So I'll be on the air mattress, which is fine. Obviously, yeah, my mum's in her 70s and her friend, and they're both in their 70s, and they need to be comfortable and they can share the bed because I don't want to share the bed.
No. Three's too much.
It's too much. So then I said, oh, great. So you'll be coming this Friday. So how long are you staying for the weekend? And she said, 10 days.
I mean, that's awesome and awful. It's like the or double. So 10 days. That's Friday until like the following Monday?
Yeah, she's going to be here this weekend, next week, and then the following weekend. She wanted to get 2 weekends with me, which is beautiful.
That's
and
so nice.
I do also appreciate that anytime my mum has come to stay with me, by the time it gets to the end of the time she's meant to be here, we always extend her flight to stay longer.
Right.
Because we get a little bit sad at the end.
Yeah, so say if she was like, hey, I'm coming for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
On day three, she's like, no, I'm going to push my flight back.
Yeah.
We'll do it 6 days.
Usually, and then again, it's me that says, Mum, please stay.
Can I hug you?
No. No, but now she's staying for 10 days in my studio apartment with her bestie, and they are both riffraff.
En route right now?
En route, yeah. They're on their way. They're probably in Horsham right now. This freight train is coming, baby.
Now, I don't want to make too strong of a prediction, but I think this is next week might be the time where you've been at the radio station the longest. You'd be like, you know what? I feel like starting at 9 today. You know, I might roll in, do some extra prep. You know, I might do a little demo, a little practice show, and like we could see the hardest working Davo of all time. But 10 days it's just long enough for you to have. Form some kind of resentment.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Now, if you've ever seen videos of us here at the radio station or met us out in public together, or even if you've seen one of us, mostly if it's if you've met Davo, you'll know that outwardly, much cooler than I.
Oh.
Like, you present as quite a cool girl.
Thank you so much. That means the world.
Like, this, I know it sounds like a... there's an insult coming, but no.
No. Thank you.
You dress nice. You look great. Your energy is always on point. I do blend into a crowd, which is kind of like depending on what, mate? What are you shaking your head for?
No, I'm just listening.
So what I would say if one of us was going to follow each other's lead on something, and if it was about doing cool stuff, I'd be like, what's Davo doing?
Wow.
If I want to be cool, I'll do what Davo does.
Can I just say here, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time in my life that this has ever been the reality for me. So I'll take it.
Yep. So it was much to my surprise, Davo, to find out that I must be having an effect on you where you're doing something that I've been pioneering, that I've been making really, really cool.
If this is about my beard, I'll be very upset.
No, but I see the work you're putting in.
No tweezers.
I cannot wait to show you all my mustache waxes. You're going to love it. No. There's been a bit of the last month or so, I've really pioneered and championed getting the bus.
Yes.
I love getting the bus. And even before, because I have a bus line near my new rental, and it's like I can come to work like most days, or if not a couple of days a week, on the bus, and I am loving it. And even before I was catching the bus, you know that I've been an incredible advocate for buses over trains.
Yeah, because anytime I catch the V line, you're like, yeah, well, buses are better. I'm like, well, it's not a competition.
I almost like, because the V line loves not running. Like famously, they're like, hey, happy Tuesday. No trains.
And don't I know that? Because I have caught a few coaches.
Yes. So, and that's the thing. I go, oh, well, that's all right. Everyone must be stoked because they get to get on a coach or they get to get on a bus. But yesterday, Davo, was I surprised when you softly mentioned, you're like, oh, yeah, it's a bit windy, a bit wet today. Caught the bus in.
Yeah. Apparently it's really easy to do, and it's something that I hadn't ventured into. I'm sort of one of those people that likes to be shown how to do something, and then I'm like, right, I've got this.
So you doing this, like taking that step out on your own and getting the bus like unsupervised, like that's quite a large step for you, you're saying?
Well, I think because you did it, and I was like, oh, it's quite...
It can be done. If Tim can do it, literally a toddler can.
Yeah. So I was like, I'll give it a crack. And you know what? Surprise, surprise. Very cheap.
Boom.
Very quick.
Because like the government's doing that half price stuff still, I'm pretty sure.
Which we love. $1.50 or something to get...
Per trip.
Yeah. To get around, which is fantastic. I thought it was a great, great way to get around. And I just hadn't thought about it before, even though there is a bus stop very close to my house.
It's very unlikely you'll see like a bus just like, oh, sorry, buses aren't running today, you know? And we love the trains. We love the V-line. I don't want this to be like a get stuffed V-line situation.
Buses versus trains. Buses and trains. Buses Bachelor and train. Girl.
Bachelor Girl. Yep. I knew. I just can't stress enough how much I knew that you were going to bring that up at some point in this 5-minute
That's
chat.
Really cute.
So I'm glad that we're bus buddies. I can't wait for us to one day bump into each other on the bus. And it's going to be so fun. We can tap off together. We can thank the driver. You can't thank the driver on a train. This is what I'm saying. Like, love for the bus drivers. And I know that a lot of them listen to K-Rock. So right now, if you're a bus driver listening to K-Rock, we love you. You're better than train drivers.
It's really great that we can influence each other in the coolest of ways.
Absolutely. Two rock stars.
It's Tim and Davo.
Very exciting. We haven't done this in a little while, but let's bring it back.
Rat Chats. Rat Chats. Wow. Rat Chats, Davo. It's been a minute. Missed you, buddy. For those people that might not have the pleasure of knowing what a Rat Chat is, please.
It's when we follow rat stories from around the world. Yeah. And I'm almost certain, Tim, and I have been certain for many years, that the rats... They're rising up.
Rising up, yep. That seems to be the slogan. If this was a presidential race, it would be the slogan of your campaign.
Well, I mean, as we've spoken about in the past, New York City, they've got 6 rats to one person. That's a lot of rats to one person. How many rats do you think you could take on in a fight?
And they're all rabid towards me?
Yeah, they're angry. They're rising up.
Yeah, look, after a few hundred, you're probably getting done.
Few hundred.
But, like, you got to remember, like, you can swat them off.
And they're biting, they're nippy,
and then I think,
all that.
I'd, like, because I don't have great cardio, I think I'd get worn out and I'd just be like, ugh, ugh. But last night, actually, I saw a big fat rat running along the fence in the laneway at the back of my house, and I was so excited. I was on the phone to someone. I said, oh, my God, a fat rat.
How big do you reckon it was?
Probably half the size of my forearm.
Okay, so just for other people, 2 Subway cookies?
Yeah. Or probably a 6-inch. If we're staying in Subway, like for some reason, that's the size of the fat rat that I saw. So yeah, I'm getting more and more about rats.
Well, fantastic. It's good to know because rat chats, it's an important chat to have. And when they do rise up, you'll know that Davo was the first one onto this.
Oh,
and today's story is only just playing into that because not only are they now taking over cities, they are now getting an education.
Goodness me.
A ratchication, if you will. And we're heading over to Scotland for this next story, over to Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, yep, okay.
Where a school has had to close for 10 days after a rat infestation.
No.
The kids are now losing out on an education because the rats are in school.
So you think they've barricaded the doors and they've gone, finally, we can get to the stimulus. We can get to the curriculum. These dumb kids. They just think we're in here pooping and mating and doing it all over again. No, we're taking on algebra.
They're studying human behavior, yeah, yeah. Tim. They're in there getting an education. They're studying cheesology. They're doing it all. They're in there trying to find out what they can so then they can go report to the other rats within Europe, which is obviously a rat-infested place.
If I was a rat and was like, how am I going to take over the world? Scotland would be the place I would start. You start with Scotland. You work your way down the United Kingdom. You get the ferry. Take on Ireland, Northern Ireland. Once you've got the UK and Great Britain, boom, you've got your start. Europe's next, baby.
Well, once these rats start telling other rats that schools are an option, this is the thing. They're going to say, you got 6 hours out of the sewer, get to the schools, get an education, and then we get back to the cities and we rise up. Now, this school, unfortunately, there's about 50 to 70 students that are no longer able to go to their classes because the rats are in there at the blackboard with their chalk in hand making it happen.
I imagine that's exactly where Scotland still is in their schooling experience, that blackboard. Do you think so? Would you say they're learning English at this point and they're learning how to speak? Like if they're in a school, will the rats have Scottish accents?
Yeah, for sure. They're stopping their squeaking and they're getting a Scottish accent.
Yeah, Braveheart really has a new meaning.
Rat chats. It's back.
This is literally the best thing about my day.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.